Block Dance faces €840,000 fine for Dutch gambling breach. De Kans Spelautoriteit, KSA, the Netherlands gaming regulator, has ordered Block Dance to halt online gambling activities or face a potential fine of up to €840,000. According to the KSA, its investigation uncovered that Block Dance has been conducting unlicensed gambling operations in the Netherlands, a violation deemed illegal. The operator ran illegal games of chance on BC Game and bcgame.lu until an initial KSA intervention prompted the operator to block Dutch players' access. However, a further probe by KSA exposed that Block Dance's blockage claims were misleading. Dutch players remained able to access, register, deposit, and play games on both sites. This indicated that Block Dance failed to implement effective technical measures to geo-block Dutch IP addresses. The KSA has warned Block Dance that it faces fines of up to €840,000 if it fails to halt operations within 4 weeks. For every week Block Dance remains operational in the Netherlands, the regulator said it will impose a weekly penalty of €280,000, capped at the maximum fine amount. The Netherlands has a regulated gambling market to better protect players. We, therefore, take tough action against illegal offers. With a penalty payment order, illegal offers are often quickly stopped. Providers can also be fined for the period in which the illegal offer was available. KSA stated. Channelization rate prompts regulatory push. The KSA's cease and desist order follows the recent release of its data, which revealed disappointing channelization rates. The regulator reported an official channelization rate of 95%, but independent data on Dutch player spending and revenue indicate a lower rate of 87%, with significant spending on unlicensed sites. These findings, coupled with concerns over the effectiveness of current regulations, have prompted Dutch industry trade bodies like the Netherlands Online Gambling Association, NOGA, and licensed Dutch online gambling providers, VNLOK, to push for more effective black market regulation.